Prageruse Kessenbaum, Harvard's attorneys aren't disputing they engaged in discrimination. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 23, 2025. Harvard alum and Prageruse contributor Shabas Kessenbaum told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow that his alma mater is not even trying to dispute President Donald Trump's claims that the Ivy League school is engaging in civil rights violations, indoctrination, and discrimination. Instead, Harvard is arguing that the way the Trump administration went about it is wrong as the university pushes to continue using U.S. taxpayer money to subsidize political indoctrination. The Trump administration is in court in Massachusetts against Harvard University over the $2.6 billion in federal funds that the White House froze. Kessenbaum reminded Marlow during Monday's episode of The Alex Marlow Show. Watch below at the 27:26 mark. But what's really interesting about the Ivy League university's argument, Kessenbaum noted, is that Harvard and its lawyers are not disputing that they have engaged in civil rights violations against their students. They are not disputing the fact that they have a tremendous problem with political indoctrination where 97% of the faculty identifies as liberal, Kessenbaum continued. They are not disputing the fact that they discriminate against Asian Americans in their admissions criteria. The Prageruse contributor added that the only element Harvard is disputing is the procedural grounds, claiming that the Trump administration was acting in an unconstitutional manner to withhold the funds. That is all they're arguing. They are not disputing the facts, Kessenbaum said, noting that in 2023, the Supreme Court ruled that Harvard's admissions was unconstitutional. It was discriminating against Asian Americans and white Americans. But for the first time in a while, we now have an ally in the White House who's saying, look, if you're going to indoctrinate America's youth, we're not going to fund it, the Harvard graduate continued. And we're seeing that is a pretty effective argument. Not just in the court of law, but also in the court of public opinion, Kessenbaum added. The American people are a lot more sympathetic to the White House on this particular angle. Kessenbaum went on to note that public opinion polling clearly shows that higher education in the United States has never had this level of distrust by the American people. At the end of the day, Harvard does not have a constitutional right to American taxpayer money, the Prageruse contributor asserted. It's important for the American people to realize what the crux of their, Harvard's, argument is, that Harvard is not disputing any of the findings of the Trump administration. They're simply saying, the way in which you went about it is wrong, Kessenbaum said. The Ivy League alum added that Harvard is essentially arguing, we have $54 billion in the bank, but we're also not going to use a penny of that to fund any of our programs. And instead, we are going to force the American taxpayer to subsidize our political indoctrination. It's a very bizarre argument that they're making, Kessenbaum said. The Alex Marlow Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.